If you need assistance with the VA or any other federal agency, please reach out to us at laturner.house.gov. I'm Congressman Jake Laturner, and it's my honor to represent our Kansas veterans in Congress.
Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
KVOE AM 1400, 96.9 FM, live and local, sunny and 68 degrees. It is 8:41 as we say good morning on a Wednesday to our friend Craig Jordan, Executive Director of the Lyon County History Center. Greg, good morning. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Doing great today. Super fantastic, in fact. Sun is shining and going to be a beautiful day out there. Well, hey, let's rewind here and do a little review of a big event out at the Howe House on Saturday. How did things go?
Things went very, very well. It was a warm day. It was a good day for baseball. We had our opening game of the vintage baseball team, the Emporia Nine. We played the Wichita Cowtown team. And we won 26-2.
26-2.
26-2.
Wow!
So we have a good team.
Yeah,
we have a lot of young guys on the team this year, and so obviously that helps. But it was a really good time. We had about 60 or 70 people down there and enjoying the day. We had hot dogs and apple pie and baseball. So about as American as you can get.
That's a big old slice of Americana right there.
But it was fun. Everybody had a good time, and hopefully we'll have a good season based on this first game. But we do have 12 games scheduled this year, which is the most we've ever had. So more teams, more activity, and more fun.
So are the bulk of those games at home, or will you have to hit the road?
We will hit the road. There are four games scheduled for here, and then there's a big tournament at the end of the year in Wichita, and then there's games in between. In fact, next week, we played Americas for the opening of the new Americas Baseball Diamond. So we'll be there. So the inaugural game there at the new Baseball Diamond in Americas is with our vintage team.
Yeah, that's this Saturday.
That's coming up this Saturday, yes.
Yeah, we just had Brittany Heinrichs on minutes ago, Greg, and they're very excited about the big grand opening of the brand-new baseball field. That's quite a lot of hard work went into that for that community.
Oh, absolutely.
Big day going on in Americas, good to hear that vintage baseball will be a part of the first game played on that new field. So the Emporia Nine off to a good start. That's good to hear, Greg.
Yes, new name, new team, new uniforms, and off to a really good start.
All right. Well, we were live yesterday out at the Flint Hills Mall as the Emporia Community Foundation unveiled who are now going to be 35 recipients that will benefit from Emporia Community Match Day coming up later on this year. And, Greg, you are one of those.
We are very pleased to announce that we are part of the Match Day, Emporia Community Foundation Match Day 2023. Last year was our first year to be involved, and it was a spectacular year for us. We raised over $22,000, which was a huge advance for us to help with our education programming. And so this year, all the money raised will be going to educational programming for 0 to 5. So the really young ones, we're going to do a lot of new stuff for them, especially in our fun room of the Exploratorium on the second floor. So, yeah, it's the Emporia Community Foundation Match Day is a wonderful, wonderful thing for everybody in the community and in the six surrounding counties. So our thanks to the Emporia Community Foundation, Becky and Lonnie, for all the work they do.
And that matching pool has grown substantially this year to over $170,000 from the just over $70,000 from last year. So there's going to be a lot of groups and organizations that will benefit from the large pool that will now be in play. All right, new exhibit, Greg?
We do have a new exhibit. On our first floor, we have the Las Colonias de Emporia, and these are stories from the Latino community. Las Colonias was the housing development that grew up around the Santa Fe Railroad yards. This was housing provided for the workers by the Santa Fe. So Las Colonias, the Emporia. So we will be, we have a lot of photographs and some information about the people that lived in that area. And it's really quite interesting. Alex, our intern, young man who is foreign student, a student from France, was studying in Emporia State, was interning with us, and he's the one that put this together. So it's a really interesting exhibit, and it will be up through the summer, so if you get a chance, come on by and check that out.
All right, will do indeed. And, you know, we had the Unbound Gravel folks on. Christy Moan was in with us just a little bit earlier this week, and they are fired up, and all the gears are set in motion now to welcome in upwards of 4,000 riders. That's just the riders for Unbound Gravel 2023, and you're kind of the hub of activities there at the History Center, aren't you?
Well, we really are, and we're pleased to be a part of this this great race that's put on every year by the Unbound folk, lifetime people. We are at the heart of it, like you said. Every rider that's in the race comes through our building to register and to get their swag stuff and any information they may need. So all 4,000 riders come through us, and so it's exciting to be right in the heart of everything. And again, we are right at the finish line, so we can actually watch the race from our third floor windows, our spectacular third floor windows. So yeah, it's a great thing for Emporia in the area, and we're really glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, indeed. That's quite an event, and what a spectacle. Epic, all kinds of words that you have to use to describe.
That's a good one, yeah.
Unbound Gravel 2023, upwards of 4,000. And, of course, you know, the streets will be filled with folks basically, you know, that entire week, as they have all kinds of activities around Unbound happening Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Well, let's see. What about the creation of a local historic preservation group? Greg, where are we at on that?
So we're still working on that. We're still getting people to be a part of that process. Again, creating a local historic preservation group to celebrate local preservation efforts. There are lots of places in Emporia, historic buildings that aren't necessarily part of the National Register of Historic Places or even the State Register. So that's where we step in to see, before the bulldozer shows up, the wrecking ball, we can go and do some research on that building or house to see if there may be any historical significance. And so then we can take efforts to preserve that. So, it's, a thing that we've been thinking about for quite some time. And so we're going to go ahead and pull the trigger and get a group together and see what we can do to save our local archaeological history.
All right, memberships to the History Center. How do we acquire one if we don't have one, Greg?
Memberships are pretty simple. You can go to our website, explorelioncounty.org, or you can come down to the History Center at 711 Commercial, pick up an application. It's $30 for an individual, $50 for a family, and then we can go up from there. We have some corporate memberships available as well. So if you're interested, you come on down or give us a call at 340-6310, and we'll hook you up.
And, of course, 7-Eleven Commercial, and you see the big letters out front there, museum, right?
We didn't want anybody to confuse us with Montgomery Ward's or an old furniture store. We are, in fact, a museum.
Looks good.
Well, thank you. We enjoyed it a lot. It's a great job.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you, Ron. Have a great day.
All righty. Greg Jordan, Lyon County History Center Executive Director, with his biweekly visit here. KVOE live and local, 851, 67 degrees. Good morning.
Good afternoon, Ed. How are you doing?
Just making a deposit.
All right. Thanks for dropping in.
Thank you. Appreciate it.